Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I'll begin with the next steps on the Office of the Human Rights or the second part or altogether. I'll start off with the second part because it is fresher for me. So the next steps for the OHCHR would be more social research rather than biomedical research. We'd like to see governments investing in social research. How do people live? What are their living conditions? Are their needs met? What can they tell us in addition? And we need more social research as to how society conditions persons with lived experience. We also need to set up an assessment methodology around the world to see the impact of quality rights and how can we assess what we're doing? Are we working correctly? Are we benefiting persons with lived experience and society as a whole? When it comes to new technologies, in Catalonia, we're also looking at the tools that young people use to communicate are always based on new technology. So in order to reach out to them, it must be quite clear that this new technology should serve them. How can we protect vulnerable people? There's a directive in Catalonia at the moment for all sectors and government authorities to restrict the use of screens for minors up to the age of 16. There has to be an explanation as to how screens can affect people's minds and how can we use communication channels so that young people understand what the government is seeking through protection and how can we find early diagnosis through screens and how can we have safe questions and answers. If it's done in writing, then it's not going to work. We need to research this a lot more. And the last thing I'd like to say is that whilst not wanting to see paternalistic, to what extent as a society are we capable of protecting persons with lived experience so that they can help us protect others? We believe that in Catalonia, we're starting to debate a universal basic income. So to what extent could the government provide this? And would it be a living income? How could you be eligible for it? And what channels can be used to ensure that persons with lived-in experience have access to it? We have a really serious housing problem. We've got a housing shortage. And it's also very expensive. So it's very difficult for persons with lived-in experience to have access to the right to housing. It's very difficult for them to get a contract. How can we ensure that they have access to jobs, that they don't drop out of their studies? So I think that we need to address these issues. I don't know how much more time I've got, but you can cut me off if necessary. I think that the National Mental Health Covenant in Catalonia is all encompassing with government, with persons with lived experience, with families, entities, official schools, with all sectors. So that's what we set up. And what we think is that we now need to bring civil society and professionals into all the strategies as well. It's not up to the government to do it. We need all stakeholders, all providers to know what we're talking about. We must make sure that we're all reading from the same page when it comes to strategy. We also need to analyse how we're implementing rights through organisations. What about the advance directives? Are they working? What about peer support? Is the open door policy in acute units working? And how do we react to people in crisis? Are we dealing with crises well? We also need to analyse all the good practices. I don't know if that's something that's done in other countries, but in Catalonia, everyone's doing something at all different levels. There are a huge number of things going on that you don't need directives from a government. You can have an association, a university, a provider who do things without any assessment, and we don't know if it's a good practice or not. When it comes to long stays in units, we have established 5 functional units in Catalonia which house people who come out of hospitals. So they have a time frame for moving back into their own house or into their own flat. And this is sort of a halfway house. It's working very well. We have peers to support these people, make them realize that they need to move out of the hospital and start living in the community. We're also trying to set up a register in Catalonia with a record of providers. Are they applying the policy of zero constraints? If they're not, can we subject payment to them to respect for this rule? There are many other things I'd like to say as well. We've also referred a great deal to vulnerable people in Catalonia. We're quite aware of the fact that we have specific care for immigrants, for persons with disabilities. We need to make sure that we're able to speak the same language. We also have special programs for people living in street situations. And the last thing I'd like to refer to is the plan for prisons. And after that, I'll shut up. So we have to see how we can start working with these women while they're still